Maui County residents will be casting ballots for state representatives, county council members, Office of Hawaiian Affairs trustees, and 7 county charter amendments. It's a full ballot, so I've asked some Maui voters what matters most to them in this general election.
I think an issue that lawmakers need to address is the sad state of Hawaii's shoreline marine resources.
Food security and freshwater availability. I'm hoping that our new administrations will begin to work together to create jobs in this sector and to put Maui's people first.
The number one issue on Maui is economy and culture.
That's John in Kahului, Deborah from Maui's North Shore, and Andrew O'Riden in Napili. O'Riden says he's looking for candidates who will prioritize economic needs of Maui County residents.
Now that COVID has wiped out tourist demand, there is widespread unemployment, a lot of people not sure how to put together their bills each month. The really core issue for Maui is how to diversify and broaden the economy so it serves the people of Maui and so it's balanced. So there continues to be opportunity for locals and residents to build a life on their home island.
Voters will get to choose lawmakers at the state and county levels who can address these issues. But beyond individual candidates, Tony Takitani, a former state representative, says county charter amendments often are overlooked, although they can have long-lasting effects.
I don't think the people of Maui are any different than anybody in Hawaii. I don't think people really pay attention to amendments because it's oftentimes a very difficult question with many complexities involved in an issue like this. I don't think it's anything that is properly examined, discussed, or for that matter, shared. What are the real reasons behind some of these things?
One proposal could create the position of county manager who would take over many of the mayor's operational duties.
It's not common at all to change the structure of government. That's not common at all.
The mayor would hire the manager with approval from the county council chair and a 3-member citizen group. The manager would then run the day-to-day operations of the county. That includes overseeing the paving of roads and the water system and even appointing department directors. Other charter amendments would tighten the term limits for council members and the mayor. Someone who's termed out could not return 2 years later to run again, for example. The proposed charter amendments can be found at mauicounty.gov. Voters statewide should be getting their mail-in ballots in the next week or so, so those who haven't received them by October 16th should notify their county office of elections. For a list of contact numbers, visit hawaiipublicradio.org. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.